From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Day two of Comic-Con is underway in San Diego, California. Convention organizers expect as many as 150,000 people to show up. Fans that don't make it there will be stuck at home with visions of Princess Leia cosplay outfits dancing in their heads. But wait, good news, Batman. There will soon be a paid streaming channel for fans to watch Comic-Con-related programming whenever they want. It's one of a rapidly growing number of niche subscription streaming services, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Whether you want to watch foreign TV shows or horror flicks, or maybe just something to inspire a good cry,
I gotta go.
There's a subscription streaming service that wants to sign you up. Rob Fried is the CEO of Feelin, owned by Hallmark.
We're a boutique niche service, so we are appealing to a certain audience.
Feelin's niche?
Feel-good movies.
For about $2 a month, subscribers get a steady stream of Hallmark movies, Hollywood happy endings, and some original content, all in one place. No digging through Netflix and Amazon required.
A lot of people, I think, don't like to poke around. We do a lot of that heavy lifting for you.
Heavy lifting, also known as curation. Other subscription services have a different selling point. Access. Take Screenbox, a $4 a month streaming service for horror movies. Ray Canella, who also goes by Rayzilla, is in charge of programming.
When the DVD died, what were horror fans to do?
Video stores used to be the go-to, but today there are no video stores, and you're not going to find uncut slasher films on television.
I like to think, first of all, that I shoot for a level of depravity that is not found elsewhere.
Other players rushing into the subscription game have more run-of-the-mill ambitions. They just want to make some money off content they've already created. Nickelodeon has a subscription service for toddlers. Lifetime has packaged up its special brand of melodramas. Amanda Lotz is a communications professor at the University of Michigan.
It makes sense for the entities that actually hold the rights to content to move into digital distribution and going straight to consumers.
Consumers who are increasingly willing to create their own entertainment experience and pay for it. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.